Cybersecurity feels like a losing battle lately. What does that mean for the security business? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. This weekend in Las Vegas, the huge cybersecurity event Black Hat USA kicks off, followed immediately by the other big cybersecurity event of the year, DEF CON. There are always some big hacker stunts at these events. Hackers already broke into a voting machine as a DEF CON demonstration. Someone else will probably take over a self-driving car or maybe steal some Bitcoin live on stage. But after a year of major data breaches and ransomware and ID theft, there's also a sense of security fatigue. Chester Wisniewski is a principal research scientist at Sophos, a security vendor. I asked him if that fatigue makes it harder for companies like his to sell their products.
Yeah, absolutely. And sadly, it's a complicated thing. I mean, security in the end for a business ends up being insurance, right? And selling insurance is hard. Like, I want you to pay me, and if everything works correctly, you won't notice anything. Yet, if you pay me and it doesn't work correctly, then you're going to be really upset because you spent all this money and yet it didn't do what you paid for it to do. Sadly, we have to try to find ways of relating that message, and that, you know, preventing fires in your warehouse is a good idea. It's just hard to prove the value to a business often.
And is the sense that nothing is working actually fair? I assume security products must have gotten better, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're getting better all the time, but we're also kind of coming to a point where we're recognizing a big labor shortage in this space as well. And products can only do so much. I mean, products in the end are just tools, and you need pretty smart people to use those tools and interpret the results of those tools to really know what's happening in your organization. And you know, with hundreds of thousands of job openings in security just in the United States alone, companies are facing a lot of financial pressure for how much, you know, wages are going up and to fully staff their departments. I do think we are improving, though. You look at the amount of information that's encrypted that is transmitting over the internet these days, and the vast majority of it's now encrypted, where it wasn't 5 years ago. We're making really good progress.
Are the products evolving then, would you say, into kind of more like security as a service?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of evolution. For smaller businesses, they've been moving a lot of their data to the cloud. And I actually did some research that, to my surprise, showed U.S. websites are being hacked less frequently to host malicious content. As I dug into it, U.S. small and mid-sized businesses are now moving a lot of their hosting into cloud providers. And whether that's Google or Amazon or Microsoft, you know, all these companies that are providing these services are way better at securing those platforms than an individual small business with 25 employees.
What effect does security fatigue have on readiness within companies? Are people letting their guard down?
Yeah, I think many organizations that I'm talking to are spending upwards of half of their security resource just complying either with regulatory rules or just responding to executives responding to what they saw on cable news or read in the paper in the morning, when we're having to respond to these things that aren't really necessarily relevant to how we need to protect our organization and our customers' information. So it's certainly been kind of a drag on our efficiency.
Do you ever feel worn out?
Yeah, I do and I don't. I mean, I'm optimistic in that I think we really are making progress, and I'm very frustrated with a lot of the media information out there, because it does feel like we're losing. It's, you know, another Russian hack, another data breach, and it's quite depressing. And of course, law enforcement and government lags, you know, 5 to 10 years behind the industry always, and just that it's not flexible. So people feel like, you know, they're not reporting crimes, and because they're not reporting crimes, we don't get the funding we need for cyber cops to actually investigate these crimes, because you can't just go to Congress and say, you know, we need $4 billion for more cyber FBI agents if you can't prove that, you know, there's a giant problem, right?
Yeah, totally. Hey, just as a side note, would it be more helpful to your industry if there were a cybersecurity czar in the federal government?
It couldn't hurt. I mean, we've had them in the past. The problem the government has with that is that they've tried it historically. They've tried to sort of be a central broker of information to assist with information sharing. But in a post-Snowden world, nobody trusts the government, so nobody wants to share anything with the government. You have to take security and privacy as two separate things. I think there's a giant hole in the United States, and that there's no federal commissioner for privacy to oversee the abuse of the data when it's not protected correctly. I mean, whether you have regulation or not, it's more just pretty much every country has a privacy commissioner aside from the U.S. And that role of oversight in the U.S. ends up being scattered across six different agencies, right? I mean, that needs to be, I think, centralized more because it applies to nearly every industry now. The other important role that's really missing in the U.S. that's very concerning is just the government itself is so unbelievably insecure and falling so far behind. And all the attempts that have been made at improving it, unfortunately, end up being more of the red tape that gets in the way where you're spending all your time filling out forms and doing none of your, you know, spending none of your time fixing any of the problems. You know, we've been waiting for that new IRS system from the 80s to come online for like, what, 35 years now. So if they manage to finally get it to work, we'll have a brand new 1987 system. That kind of stuff is quite concerning because obviously the government holds tons of information that's not just important for national security, but obviously for our individual privacy as citizens.
Chester Wisniewski is a principal research scientist at Sophos. As an example of the kind of thinking that will probably dominate Black Hat, there's a keynote next Wednesday by Google's director of engineering called Optimistic Dissatisfaction with the Status Quo. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.